real, but so is hope. Learn more at depressionisreal.org.
Supported by a coalition of mental health organizations, including Mental Health America, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and the National Medical Association.
WHFR Dearborn, this show is pre-recorded. The opinions expressed on HFCC's Campus Connection are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford Community College.
And that is Put Me on the Radio by Mitch and Anthony.
Thank you, Mitch and Anthony.
Thank you again, Mitch and Anthony. This is HFCC's Campus Connection. We are your hosts. I'm Dennis.
I'm Lindsay.
And we are on the beautiful campus of Henry Ford Community College in Dearborn, Michigan. We're, I'd say live. I mean, right now we're live and we're doing this, but you will hear this a little while after we actually produce this show.
This is pre-recorded.
This is pre-recorded. Okay, Boy, you really cut to the chase, don't you? I'm over here with all this flowery, you know, whatever. And you're like, yeah, it's pre-recorded, Dennis. Move on.
We got a lot to talk about.
We do, Lindsay. We do. First, I want to... Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I know I have seen you, but I want to make... Telling you on the radio makes it a little more official.
Yeah.
So it is the new year. New year, new semester, new decade. All these things are going on. How was your break?
Quick.
Really?
Really, really quick. I went up north.
All right.
And I celebrated the New Year up north, and I was in Ludington, Michigan, which was the biggest ball drop in Michigan, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. They closed the town, closed down the streets, 6,000 lights on this ball that they dropped from a crane down to the street.
Oh, okay. Now, of course, you know.
This is a really big deal up there. It was Traverse City is the only other city.
So this was planned?
Oh, yeah.
Because the way you just described it, they dropped a ball from a crane on the street.
From a crane onto the street,
6,000 yeah. lights that are no more. No, but you're saying this was planned.
This was planned. This was a big event for them. It was the first time they've ever done it. And Traverse City, Michigan is the only other city in Michigan that has a ball drop. So this was new for Ludington. And it's pretty cool that there was a ball drop here in Michigan. I mean, it obviously wasn't, you know, Dick Clark on, you know.
In Times Square.
Times Square. Right. But and last year I was in New Orleans, so.
Oh, and you barely, and
yeah. Yeah, so, but it was a lot of fun. It was really cool to see a ball drop in the snow.
Okay. Well, and I didn't see it, so I can't argue. I saw the ball drop on television.
Yeah.
And, yeah, same as I do every year, and it's...
Did you bang pots and pans outside on your porch?
No, we didn't, and we didn't get guns out or anything like that. I think the ball drops at midnight, as you know, and I think by about, like, 12:05, I was sleeping.
You were packing your backpack, getting ready to come back to Henry Ford Community College, weren't you?
Oh, my God, I had my clothes all laid out and everything. Yeah, it was... No, actually, I was antsy to get back. A lot of it had to do with seeing you, being back here at the station.
Oh,
and I'm excited. Thanks. Now, there's a lot of things that we have to go over. In regard to, you know, some of the things that are happening at the school.
As you're welcoming me back and I'm welcoming you back, there is Welcome Back Days going on here at the school. It's, I guess one thing I want to start off with is there's going to be some festivities going on in 2 weeks. January 26th, that's a Tuesday, and through Thursday, January 28th, is right here in the Student Center.
Okay.
There's going to be, learn about the clubs. All the clubs that are here. So for all the new students, if you're interested in joining, or old students, who's right. ever wants to join a club, maybe the ice carving club or some cool
Ooh,
club here.
A little foreshadowing.
Yeah. What's going to come in this show.
Right.
Anyways, there's dozens of clubs here. And if you want to learn about the clubs, be sure to be here in the Student Center on Tuesday, January 26th and Thursday, January 28th and learn about the
just the variety
about
of
the clubs.
You know, and I think it's a good point. You said for existing students also. And I think how many times, I remember Welcome Back Days, and they do this at the beginning of the new semester, the fall and the winter. And I remember in fall, you and I actually talked about this. People were talking about, oh, we can go to, let me think of an example, the planetarium.
Mm-hmm.
And we can see the new show that's about the autumn skies or fall skies at the planetarium. And myself included, a lot of people just said, we have a planetarium.
Yeah.
So I think that is that's kind of the point of our show is to bring some of the things that are going on at the school to the surrounding communities. So the Campus Connection will, we're like your liaison, and we'll tell you what's going on.
Very informative. Very. I do want to make a quick correction in what I said already, though. I said Tuesday and Thursday. It's Tuesday and Wednesday you can learn about the clubs. Thursday, here in the Student Center, you can find out about student services and the different departments, meaning like medical and health-related services, such as blood pressure checks, literature on a variety of topics, like the HIV and AIDS and bone marrow donation programs that we have here at the school.
Okay.
And I really, to be honest, was not aware of these, and they're going to be talking a lot more about them and giving out information on them here on Thursday, January 28th,
and where
in the Student Center.
Student Center.
Student Center.
A lot of stuff going on here. Right,
and
in
it's
the
to welcome everybody back.
Well, and I tell people that we are on the campus of Henry Ford Community College. Our radio station is actually in the Student Center.
Go ahead. Can I say something wrong?
Oh, please.
This is going to be going on from 11 to 2 p.m. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 26th, 27th, and 28th. So okay. In the Student Center. So pretty much for the majority of the afternoon, stop in, pick up some literature on blood pressures, figure out what club you want to be in, and call it a fun day.
Well, it is. It's fun. And obviously there's food here. And and anybody that's ever listened to this show at all knows that that's kind of a hot button with us here. but seriously, I remember in the fall, it was crazy busy, but it was in a good way. I mean, I mean, you could still get where you're going, but it was a great opportunity to meet other people. There were people that I met in my classes that said, well, yeah, I was waiting. I was finding out more information about whatever, the geology club or whatever. And I met somebody that was in it. And now they're friends. I don't know. Do you think there's a correlation there? I mean,
well, yeah, it's welcome back. Make welcome friends back. And join a club.
People that think alike end up, you know, they attract each other. So yeah, there's a lot to choose from here. What else we got going on? I know we have.
Well, something that you know a bit more about than I do because you are a shuttle rider. I understand.
I am the shuttle rider. Yes.
Yes. Dennis frequents the shuttle, which is offered here at Henry Ford, and it goes from here to Fairlane Mall, or from Fairlane Mall to here?
Well,
what's
actually,
the deal?
What it is, at the time when fall semester started, they were doing so much work, much, much needed, long needed work on our parking lots.
Which looks wonderful now, by the way.
It's a heaven. It really is. And it took that time to get it to this point. The big thing is that in addition to the work going on in the parking lots, which was planned quite a while ago, many years ago, but it wasn't like something they just all of a sudden said, hey, you know what we should do? So this was something that was in the works. And when you combine that with the just growing enrollment, I mean, record numbers of enrollment here at the school, it created a situation where we had to find an alternative for parking. And what they did right across the street, Fairlane Mall, you park at the food court. You take your car, you park at the food court.
Everybody knows where the food court is, too. It's the only part of Fairlane Mall I know.
Well, and it's a really good place to park, you know. Right. And I'll explain why in a minute, because there's shuttles there. I don't know how many people they hold. More than enough, I'll tell you that. I hop on the shuttle, got my little backpack. It takes me right to school, okay. And it was constantly going. It was a round trip.
Where does it take you to at school?
Well, it did take us right up front in the circular drive in front of the admissions building. Now they've changed that, I understand. And do you remember a couple shows ago we were talking about that beautiful brick on the they were doing the construction on the little
the big round circle
the
thing?
The big round circle. Well, there's a circular drive in the back by the Fine Arts building, and now that's where it drops you off. Now, and there's a sign there tells you shuttle HFCC shuttle. So from the food court to the behind HFCC, but that's not all. They added another interesting twist for this current semester, and that people can now take the shuttle to our satellite campus, which is in Dearborn Heights.
Oh,
so
that's Warren and Ann Arbor Trail,
Warren
right?
Warren and Ann Arbor Trail, and that is like, I can't explain how huge that is.
So if you took a class here and you had a class going on over there, you can take the shuttle instead of...
So like, what you're doing, basically, you park
money?
To Fairlane, you park at
so
Fairlane,
cheap.
You grab whatever you want to eat, you come to school here, go to, you're not being cheap, you're being very, right. Actually, that's very efficient, and you can pretty much take the shuttle, and there are times on there, from what I saw, it's like basically, you know, every half hour there will be for sure a shuttle there.
From the schedule I'm looking at, yes, every half hour it's running, so.
That is just
monstrous.
That's
consistent, it's all the time, all the time, you can catch a shuttle.
You know, when I had a class this morning, and it wasn't until 10, but I got here early. Well, to meet with you, at 9 o'clock, it was kind of hectic, you know, and I didn't park at Fairlane today.
Well, it was snowing, and it was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
This is Monday we're speaking, so people are going to be listening tomorrow and thinking it wasn't snowing.
No, it was.
It was
snowing pretty hard. No. And the thing is that it just makes it a lot easier. Today, I didn't use the shuttle. Okay. I know better now. I learned. You know me. I need to bang my head like 6 or 8 times before I go, hey, don't bang your head.
He's not lying.
Regardless, so the shuttle helped me out there, and I know that a lot of people take classes over at the Dearborn Heights campus, and now you've been and brought into the fold. That's it. No, that was it. Yeah, I'm pleased as punch.
Okay, well, you know what's going on this month, and it seems like it's kind of going to be the trend of the show. We're talking food? A lot about, well, no food. I will do a little side note real quick for you, Dennis. The restaurant 5101 here at Henry Ford Community College will be reopening February 3rd.
February 3rd, okay.
So we're going to have to brace ourselves till then.
That's all right.
There's not much.
Hey, food. We have the
Skylight Cafe.
We do. That's excellent food.
But we love to discuss the menu of the 5101 because it's always changing weekly.
Yeah, so, and you get pretty colorful.
Yeah.
When you're talking about your swordfish or whatever it is.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm ready for February.
So February 3rd, we know that. That's definitely something. I'll circle that on my calendar.
Well, our next show airs February 9th, so we'll be able to.
Does it really?
Yeah. February 9th.
Well, God.
Second Tuesday.
God February. Willing, they give us another one, right?
Oh, We're on.
This is HFCC's Campus Connection. Anybody new listening to the show for the very first time, Lindsay and I discuss things that are going on at the school events, some of the things that Henry Ford Community College can offer the surrounding communities. It isn't necessarily just for students. It's for students, former students, people that maybe they went to college somewhere else. But if you're in our Henry Ford Community College community, as we call it, these are things that relate to you, and we love sharing it with you. We're on the second Tuesday of every month, and this is the Campus Connection. I'd like to take a break right now, a non-commercial break, and we'll be back after that.
Eight. I deliver your Sunday paper every week.
Seven. We work on the same floor.
1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger.
6. Our kids walk to school together every day.
Including millions of children and seniors.
5. We chat in the elevator at work sometimes.
4. I'm your cashier at the grocery store.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help? You can make a difference through Feeding America at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis on WHFR Dearborn, the only station making waves.
All right, we are back. This is the Campus Connection with Dennis and Lindsay, and we have a lot of stuff. We still have, later in the show, we had an opportunity to speak with some of the officers from the Ice Carving Club here at the school.
Valerie, Shannon, and Regina.
Just fantastic. So please stay tuned for that. We have, it was quite an interview, and these people are just, they're not only are they really dynamic, but they're doing some things that Lindsay and I find out aren't being done everywhere.
No.
Very unique. But we're also one of the only schools in the country, to our knowledge, one of the only ones that are doing some of these things. So please hang on for that. In the meantime, though, I know there's some other things going on at our school. And I know Lindsay's...
I want to bust into the music world real quick.
I think you could tell.
Music.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to start this off with something really exciting that's going on for music majors. If you're going into music, if you're new to the school, or if you're currently enrolled in the music program or anything, there's a scholarship going on. It's a $2,000 scholarship, and it's available...
Wow.
Yes. This is a big deal.
Yeah.
It's available for first-time HFCC music students who have graduated high school with a grade point average of 2.5 or higher. And it's also available for present HFCC music majors who have an overall of a 3-point grade point average.
Right.
And you pretty much audition for this Sunday, January 31st from 3 to 5. And what's the audition? Well, you're going to perform a solo from a standard repertoire for voice or instrument. And the person you want to contact is Rick Goward. We've spoke about him in the past many times. He's a very talented musician here at Henry Ford Community College. He's one of the instructors. He's also a composer? Composer, can we call it? Yeah.
Sure.
Composer. And he is very talented. And you can contact him at either his email, rgoward@hfcc.edu, or call him 313 845-9699 to schedule an audition. You can't just show up for this. This isn't a walk-in and be like, hey, where's my $2,000?
Right, yeah.
You can't do that.
With your hand out.
Yeah, no. And there is stipulations. Okay, any student that is already receiving a full amount of tuition grants from the federal state programs?
No.
No, can't do it. You're not eligible. And let's see what else there is. Scholarships are renewable for 4 consecutive semesters. And
so wait, so if somebody has they have their financial aid coming in and it's they get their full grant.
Well, if it's yeah.
So the people that are not only talented but they need it a little bit more than right?
Yeah.
Those are the eligible. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't think I just finished a sentence there, but that, so I may not have made sense, but Lindsay, you do.
Oh, thanks. Okay, the recipient needs to maintain that grade point average of 3.0 or higher in the HFCC music major courses, okay. Which is, you know, music theory, music notation, I think is one of the classes. There's music history class. There's all kinds of music classes here. If you're a music student, look into this, pretty much.
You told me about a class that you were taking.
Yeah, I'm taking history of rock and roll this semester, and it is a music class.
That does qualify?
It does qualify, yeah. It's one of the music classes.
You think you're going to like that?
I think I'm going to like it a lot.
Really?
It's going to be a really fun class. I'm excited for this one.
All right, because I'll pick your brain.
And, you know, with this class, you're supposed to, you have to, it's required that you go to a concert here at school. You have to go to one of the concerts that the school's jazz band or big band put on, and they put on many concerts. And you have to attend one of these concerts, and you get, like, 50 points or whatever. I'm new to the class. I'm still learning. Just started today.
But, yeah, it was the first day.
But there's concerts going on, so that brings me to our next thing to bring up. This is the Motown Review. It's the big band concert, and that's going on January 30th, and it's going to be the big band and the college jazz vocal ensemble Midnight Blue, who I took my daughter and a couple of her friends over the winter season to go see them perform. Oh, my God.
There was the Friday night show you saw.
Oh, my God, yeah. It was wonderful. Absolutely. Like, we left, and my daughter and her friends kept on talking about what musical instruments they want to play when they get to fourth and fifth grade. They couldn't stop talking about joining the band. And, you know, her one friend's like, well, I want to play more than one instrument. My daughter's like, well, I want to play like 3 instruments. I think I want to compose too. And I'm like, well, you can do all this. Sure. I'm like so excited right now.
Very inspirational.
Like,
yeah.
So inspirational. And then the vocal singing, Midnight Blue is the jazz ensemble that's here. Amazing. So this show that I'm speaking of right now, the Motown Review, is going to be at 8 o'clock on January 30th at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center.
All right.
That's the I call it Civic Center, but it's not. Dearborn's
Greenfield in Michigan.
Yeah, next to the police station and the library.
Is that how you know it?
Yeah, next to the library.
Oh, the library. Okay, gotcha. No, that's a Saturday night, correct?
Yeah, it's a Saturday night. Yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking because the auditions were on a Sunday.
Yeah.
That was the 31st.
Yeah, the 30th.
Oh, you know, I'm terrible with numbers. I didn't even remember when this show was, the last time we did this. So.
Okay, well, I do want to put out, these tickets are $20 a piece to go to this. This isn't a free event.
Right.
This is, you know, $20 tickets, and they can be purchased by calling the Ford Community Performing Arts Center is 313-943-2354. Or you can go to the Ford Community Performing Arts Center and
There in person?
You can go in person and buy them.
Now, but these are Henry Ford Community College music people.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Playing there. And you've heard them already, and so the $20 is well spent.
Very well spent. And, okay, so what's going on with what they're doing? It's going to be Ed Nucilli.
Okay.
Okay. He Ed Nucilli's Plural Circle Jazz Orchestra. He is a well-known jazz musician. I'm not real big in the jazz world. I don't know a lot about jazz. I'm going to come out right out and say that I don't know a whole lot, although I used to be in a jazz band.
Right.
Like way back when I was much younger.
Okay.
Anyways, the Ed Nucilli's Plural Circle Jazz Orchestra has been performing since the 1960s. And
they must be tired.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry. I'm like, you're welcome for that one, Lindsay.
That was good. That was good. Okay. So Nucilli has performed with Tony Bennett.
I've heard of him.
Ella Fitzgerald.
I've heard of her.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Of course.
Wayne Newton.
Wow.
Yeah. The Supremes.
Okay.
The Spinners.
I'm a little bit impressed.
The Four Tops.
Okay.
Yeah. And, okay. So, that being said, the this is serious for our school. For our school and for the members of the jazz band.
Well, it's big serious band. For our community, too. I mean, it sounds like...
Very much
like
so.
Kind of a big-time concert.
The awesome. Plural Circle Jazz Orchestra, they've also played with Aretha Franklin, Frank Sinatra. I mean, it goes on. This is really... what's the word I'm looking for, Dennis? Fill it in for me. Fill in the blanks.
You're going to say something epic or something like that, aren't
there
you?
There you go. Epic.
Oh, really?
That was it.
You were going to use that word?
Epic is good.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you didn't like that word.
You remember that.
I do.
It's a memory.
I do. I just have to be careful. I don't overuse it. That's all.
Okay, did you know that our school has, our band has won awards? Many awards.
Well, I mean, I got that impression. And now it's time for me to be honest. I've not heard them. I have not. And this is, I have a feeling will change.
Well, there's over 250 participants in our big band and Midnight Blue, which is one of the singing groups, mm-hmm. and Jazz Fusion. And there's so many people that are involved in the music here at Henry Ford. It's okay. Really inspiring. Epic.
Epic.
It's very epic.
It's epically inspiring.
So, that being said.
So, that's something we're going to put on our calendar. Let's go over those dates again. And
definitely.
How to get a hold of them.
It's going to be January 30th at the Ford Community Performing Arts Center.
All right.
At 8 o'clock. And to get the tickets, they are $20. And they can be purchased by calling 313-943-2354. Or in person, you can go to the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center box office.
I love it. I love it. This is HFCC's Campus Connection. I'm Dennis, and I'm here with Lindsay, and we are just talking about the things that are going on at our school and how they relate to the community. And we're going to be right back after this non-commercial message.
Are you an HFCC college student looking for a particular textbook? How about writing utensils, paper, or Henry Ford apparel? You can find it all at the Henry Ford College Store. The College Store carries textbooks, supplies, clothing, and the most widely used classroom software. Staff members are always on hand to help you out. The College Store is located on the main campus in Dearborn, right next to the Facilities Management Building. For more information on the Henry Ford College Store, call them at 313-845-9603 or visit them online at www.hfcc.edu to order textbooks and quick study guides. The Henry Ford College Store has everything that you need to succeed.
We are back, HFCC's Campus Connection, and we are Dennis and Lindsay. And Lindsay has some other really cool things. We're in music mode, folks.
We are in music mode, and I would like to ask you, do you like to sing?
Yeah, I love to sing.
Do you sing?
Yeah, the people around me don't so much, though.
But you sing.
I love it.
Okay.
Sure.
Would you?
Wait, am I getting set up for something here?
Well, would you take part in an open rehearsal? For singing? No.
Tell me more.
Well...
No, the answer is no, but yeah. I would like to hear more anyway.
Henry Ford Community College's concert choir is holding, it's the campus chorus, and they're doing open rehearsals, two open rehearsals, today, which is Tuesday,
all right,
and Thursday from 12:40 to 2 o'clock. So if you're listening to this right now, you're too late for today's. But you can come back on Thursday and go to room F113, that's the choir room in the McKenzie Fine Arts Building.
Right.
And you can take part in open rehearsal. There are openings for soprano, alto, tenor, and bass vocalists. You don't have to know how to, like, read music or do anything. I mean, crazy time. Pretty much the chorus performs a variety of musics. Music. Musics?
Music. No, I think it's like fish. I think it's just everything's plural. And deer.
Throughout the
how
year.
How many deers were there?
No. Deers.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. So they perform a variety of music throughout the year, which is classical, pop, gospel, Broadway, and show tunes. This is the chorus, the choir.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's going on Thursday and today. from 12:40 to 2 o'clock. But there's Blue Fusion, which we were just talking about, which is part of the jazz type deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's the vocal jazz ensemble, and Tuesday and Thursday from 3:10 to 4:30. So today, you're not too late. You can show up there at 3:10.
All right.
Until 4:30.
So an hour and 10 minutes after this show ends.
Yes.
So if you're right there.
You can go to room F13.
And you don't have to go now. You don't have to go. You have plenty of time. You can sit. You can listen to us. Stay wherever you're at.
Yeah, you don't have to leave. Don't pack up and leave.
We would never, ever encourage the listener to get up and go.
If you like jazz, you enjoy a musical challenge, then take yourself at 3:10 to the McKenzie Fine Arts Building and go do a rehearsal with Blue Fusion. And, from what I understand, you don't have to know about, you should pretty much think you sound okay. You shouldn't go in there and be like, hey.
Like me.
Let me sing.
Yeah. I'm so good, I'm not even going to sing.
Right, right.
I don't even need to.
This is how I rehearse.
That's it. That's what you get.
But, yeah, so check out these Henry Ford Community College vocal groups. It's free of charge, no obligation. You can go in. You can do that.
What?
You can go into the rehearsal and just kind of check it out. If you're a little, curious,
mm-hmm.
and you want to see what they're all about, take a listen. You don't necessarily have to go in there and start, belting it out right away, la, 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 la.
Right.
You can just check it out. Hear what's going on. See what happens at the rehearsals, how they work. And there you will, you'll meet Kevin Dewey. He's the director. You can meet him, talk to him, any concerns, questions you might have about joining one of the choir or the jazz, vocal jazz.
Right.
And talk to him. I mean, you don't have to go there and sing, but you should go there with the intentions to want to.
Well, at least, yeah. I mean, somebody that's curious, that's obviously the first step is showing up.
Yeah.
So you can, let's just, for the sake of this conversation, assume that I can sing. What would be required of me after that? Do we have that information?
There's no obligation. There's nothing required of you afterwards. This is two open rehearsals. And then if you decide that you want to be a part of the, I believe you're going to have to audition.
Right.
You're going to, don't quote me, I'm not 100%. But
I believe you'd
have to, these are really, really, really good music groups that we have here. And I don't think they just take anyone.
So I couldn't just go in and go, I can sing, trust me.
No.
They'd be like, well, sing.
No, that's not going to work. No.
All right, well then.
No, you will have to audition. But before you get all nervous and worked up about mm-hmm. an audition, you can go check out the rehearsal first to see if it's something that is in your kind of world. If it's something that you're thinking that you want to take part in.
In your kind of world.
In your kind of world.
In my kind of world, you don't want to know. No, I'm sure. In my kind of world, I sing.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I sing all the time.
Do you?
I'm not a singer by any means at all, but I sing. But not to people.
I don't sing
I'm
to
people. I'm the person in your car. In your car when you stop at a red light and you mm-hmm. laugh at the person that's just belting it out next to you. That's
me. You're that person. I'm trying to figure out what exactly
you're switching to the radio station.
Yeah, and you're listening to a CD, and you really screw me up.
Exactly.
And you're probably laughing at me, knowing I'm looking at you. Anyway, what else do you have over there?
I have some news about art, art world, and the McKenzie Fine Arts Building.
Okay, and that's the same building, the open rehearsals you were just talking about, same place.
Yep. All right. The Sisson Art Gallery is putting on the Motor City Review, and what it's going to be, what the Motor City Review is going to be featuring. The Michigan Gallery is kind of like where they're going back. The Michigan Gallery, you're not familiar?
No. You know what? Okay. No, I don't. I'm not even going to pretend this time.
Okay. Well, apparently, from what I've gathered, what I've learned, is the Michigan Gallery was cornerstone of Detroit's art scene throughout much of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. I'm thinking it was around the Cass Corridor area.
I do know that area, sure.
Okay. Well, Detroit's most thought-provoking and provocative exhibitions have been typically shown at the Michigan Gallery. That's where they were. This was big deal back then.
Okay.
And apparently, it closed its doors in 1998. 27 years this gallery was open, and it closed down in 1998. And here at the Sisson Art Gallery, there's going to be a tribute to the Michigan Gallery, and it's going to document, honor, and bring together all the archives of work by many artists that were featured there at the Michigan Gallery.
So in addition to like artwork, we're going to also have like a little bit of a historical aspect to it?
Very much
like
so.
Like an angle? Okay.
Very much so.
See, that really intrigues me.
Yeah, this look, I'm going to go to it for sure. I'm going to check it out. I want to check about maybe going to see, the reception is going to be Wednesday, January 27th.
Okay.
From 6 to 8. And it's the Michigan Gallery Final Reunion Farewell Blast. So, I'm sorry. Yeah. Friday from March. No, the final farewell blast is going to be in March 5th,
okay. when they
are done with the exhibition.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The opening reception is January 27th from 6 to 8. And then from then on till March 5th, the works will be on display. And this is an art gallery in the Mackenzie Fine Arts
Building. You may not know the answer to this, and if not, we'll forgive you. But at the end of the exhibition, will they have like maybe some of the artists there? Is that part of the equation? Do you know?
Tell you what, our next show, February 9th, yeah. I'll let you know all about it.
Is it February 9th?
February 9th okay. is our next show.
Okay. I just had to make sure.
He keeps looking at his notes. He doesn't believe me.
No, I believe you, but you know.
It just seems like it's so far away when really, well, February is right around, you know.
You are right. Yeah. It goes by really,
goes
really
by
fast.
Really quick. So February 9th, I will let you know what's going to be going on at the Michigan Gallery Final Reunion Farewell Blast.
Well, I do look forward to that.
I think it's going to be, a lot of fun to go to that one for sure.
No, something else that's a lot. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I would like to say that the Michigan Gallery Motor City Review is going to be going on from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And that's going to be, open doors. Okay. Open doors, 10 to 6, yes. Come into the school, Mackenzie Fine Arts Building, check it out. Because, the gallery closes its doors and you can only look through the windows.
Right.
So if you want to go in and actually see the stuff.
Oh, you can actually go in? Yeah. I'm just teasing.
No.
Those nose prints?
Yeah,
that's me.
Yeah, that's
okay, so what you're saying is it's basically from 10 to 6, just the doors are open, go on in.
Yeah, go all on right. in, check it out. And I think this is going to be really, really cool.
Okay.
Like, really, really cool. And the history, like you said, I mean, this is Detroit's art scene. And here in Dearborn, at Henry Ford Community College, this is pretty cool.
And some of the, like, in the, as far as, like, art, and you and I shared a film history and appreciation class, that's so important, is to know the history of a particular piece, because it puts it in context.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool. And that's the aspect of the art that I think I like the most, is the historical part of it. Now,
it's going to be, it pretty much defines the importance of the gallery and the impact that Detroit's art scene has had throughout the era.
Oh, absolutely. I think we're kind of honored.
Yeah. Oh, well, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You know, there's another form of art that we have here at this school that's, I don't know, this goes back quite a ways. I'm familiar with it before, and we met a few people that the tools they use for their art is a little different, because they take what looks like a regular block of ice to you and me, and they use chainsaws and what else do they use, Lindsay? Irons?
Chisels. Iron. I just can't get over the iron.
And we talked about this in our last show, and we wanted to talk to some people that are in our ice carving club. Not because, yes, it's a novel idea, and carving ice is neat and all that, but like, we've done some really cool things here. We are the first or only, in some cases, in certain areas, doing certain things, and maybe we should let, we spoke with some of the officers, three of the officers from our ice carving club earlier.
The president.
The president, the vice president.
And
she's like in public relations.
Yeah, the PR rep is Regina Foster. I almost called her Forrester.
Just wonderful. Yeah, why don't you introduce these people, and then we can listen to the interview.
Well, the president, Valerie McGowan, president of the Henry Ford Community College's Ice Carving Club.
Right.
Valerie McGowan, and Shannon Carey is the vice president. And Regina Foster is the PR rep for the club. And we had a wonderful interview with these girls earlier today. Check it out. Here it is.
We're here today with Henry Ford Community College's Ice Carving Club. And we have three members here to talk with us today.
We have the president, Valerie McGowan.
Hi.
And Shannon Carey.
Hi.
Vice president. And the PR rep for the club is Regina Foster.
Hello.
Hello, guys.
Wait, Lindsay, why don't we have a PR rep?
I do that.
Oh. Oh, you do? I wondered. I just thought you slept in a lot.
Yeah,
okay.
No, I don't sleep in. All right, so you guys have some club going on here at Henry Ford Community College.
Yes,
we talked about it on our last show about being in shock when we were walking up to record and seeing all these carvings, all these sculptures outside, and they're amazing. They're beautiful, and you guys do them right here on campus. And I would like to say one quick thing. Well, one thing to start us off is there is an ice blocking machine here in the school that you guys use, which a majority of ice carving clubs in Michigan don't even have their own ice blocking machine. Is
not
that right?
Not just Michigan, in the United States.
The United States.
I think there's one, there's only one, I think Chef Teeple said there's one community college in California that does the same thing. And we have the most advanced ice carving program of any community college in the United States.
So what would somebody do if they didn't have their own machine? Would they have to come, like, here?
They could purchase from us. Mm-hmm.
But obviously there's places you can purchase ice. But what you're saying is that's one less hassle.
Right.
Which is
we don't have to
pretty
worry
big
about
deal.
Buying yeah. block. We make it ourselves. We actually make money for the club by selling some of the blocks of ice to other people in Michigan, especially around this time of year, January, February. Michigan runs out of ice very quickly. All the factories that make ice, it's all sold out to all the different shows that are going on. So people end up coming to us and saying, please, please, we don't have any block. Can you sell us some block?
And you guys are like, maybe we'll think about it.
Highly beneficial for us.
Yeah, yes. Obviously, it's a win-win for everybody, obviously.
So this is a fairly new machine to the club, but the club is not new at all. This club's been going on for quite some time, right?
Yeah, it's actually been going for over 20 years. Chef Teeple started over 20 years ago. So it's been a very long time. A lot of different people have come in and out of here. A lot of people come back and help support the club even after they're gone.
How many members are in your club right now, do you think?
About 25, yeah, around that. I mean, there are active members and inactive members. There are people who are part of the club that are not always around, you know, scheduling conflicts and whatnot. But we have, I would say, a good 25. 15 to 20 active members, and then there's...
So do you have to be a hospitality major to be in this club?
No. All you have to do is take a class. I mean, I think it's you have to have 6 credits.
6 credits.
Mm-hmm. 6 credits. And you don't have to take an ice carving class.
Just jump right in.
Take
I
a
never
class,
took the
any class.
Class
you could take bowling here.
I took the class after I joined the club.
Oh, wow.
Like, I jumped right into the club and then started carving with more experienced members. You're not allowed to start carving right away. You have to shadow one of the other ice carvers, one of the more experienced people who knows how to work with the power tools and the chainsaws and all the dangerous stuff. And then you use just the hand tools, the chisels and the hand saws and whatnot. And you shadow another ice carver until you take the safety test. And then when Chef Teeple has explained everything about, you know, all the chainsaws and everything that's so dangerous about it, then pass the safety test and then you're allowed to go on your own.
Chef Teeple administers the safety test. He's the one that will be the supervisor of it all. And
yes,
say, he'll give you the go.
There's a hands-on test, and there's also a written test that you have to take. So
oh, wow.
We make sure that anybody who's using the power tools is highly qualified.
Oh, wow. Jeez. There's a lot involved in that.
I know. That's just the club part?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, there's the class, too.
And there's the, I mean, and yeah. How many schools have the class? How many?
I believe that we are the only one who has the class right now.
I think that's what I heard.
In Michigan, at least.
Right.
Because the textbook was written by a teacher in California, I think.
So, I've never used a chainsaw before.
Oh, here it goes.
Well, I mean, really.
No,
but so I could, like, be in the club, though, even though I'm, like, it could
yes,
be dangerous.
I had never used it until last year.
Yeah,
so.
Me either.
Injuries? I mean,
it
have you
happen.
Ever had an injury?
I have not.
No.
I
not
personally.
Yeah.
All fingers are all here.
I will say this, yes, all the girls here
Wait,
have 10
up.
Fingers
they
each.
Do.
Yep, they all
they
have
do.
Their fingers
mm-hmm.
intact.
Those are still there.
And
they're
there's
intact.
No, not a
they're
scratch
real.
On them. They're real fingers.
One of the more common injuries is with the chisels because they are so sharp.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably one of the more common injuries than with a chainsaw.
Yeah, we just had one. Jeff just, one of our new people, Jeff Lau, he's actually one of the best that we have on the crew right now. He's very talented for being brand new at this, but he was putting away a chisel at the Belleville show. And he was putting the chisel back into its sheath, and it went right through the sheath and into his hand.
Oh, man.
And so he ended up getting walked down to urgent care, and he got 4 stitches,
yeah,
I think
four
he said.
Stitches.
And that,
yeah.
His name is Jeff?
Oh, wow.
Jeff Lau.
Yeah. Jeff, yeah. We feel for you. We'll call you
Bummer,
Lefty.
Man.
We'll call him Lefty now.
So this happened at the, you said Belleville?
Belleville
yes.
show.
So yep. You guys do shows?
Yes,
all
do.
Right. What's
that
the...
was one we actually picked up just this year. We've never done the Belleville show before.
Okay. What do you guys have coming up? I believe What I had down was Frankenmuth, right?
Yes, isn't Frankenmuth is after soon? Plymouth. Plymouth is next.
Okay, Plymouth is the big one.
Plymouth, oh, yeah. Well, actually, Frankenmuth is on a national level, isn't it?
Yes.
That's a competition. Mm-hmm. But Plymouth is the one everybody around here, if you talk to anybody about ice carving, that's, well.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah, I went to the Plymouth show
actually,
last
year. All I knew was the one in Plymouth.
Right, and that's, I even knew, before I knew that Henry Ford had the ice club, I had known about the Plymouth show. Mm-hmm. My mom and my sister go every year, and I kind of was like, good idea, but, you know, I'm busy, you know, maybe next year. And then I get into this, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to be competing at Plymouth. You
right.
Know? So what I finally started going.
And you're competing for medals?
Just medals. Usually it's more status just to prove that you're a good ice carver.
Definitely. Yeah. It also helps when you're trying to get more jobs. You can say, well, I've medaled in a competition before, and that gives you more credibility to the person that you're trying to sell your ice carving to.
How many different clubs like take part in these competitions? Is there a lot of people there? I mean,
there's quite a few. A few are Grand Rapids Community College, Oakland Community College,
Macomb
Community mm-hmm. College. Also at Plymouth, you get to see the Japanese carve, which is amazing.
But not this year.
Yes.
The Japanese are not coming back this year.
Why is that?
Because the people that have taken over the show this year, it's not being done by Watts Up Incorporated anymore. There's a new group that's supposed to be putting on the show this year, and it's supposed to be all about Michigan. So it's all Michigan. It's only Michigan carvers. So the Japanese were not coming back this year, I think simply because it was all Michigan.
And that would have been the Plymouth show?
Yes.
Now, the one in Frankenmuth is a national?
Yes.
Obviously, the Japanese won't be there for that. What are some of the other states that are represented? I like every one of them? Is it the best of each state?
There's usually only a max, probably, I want to say 10 teams there. Okay. But last year there were teams from Mexico competing.
Really?
So that was really interesting to watch.
I want to back up real quick and mention that this Plymouth Ice Fest is going to be January 22nd and through the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Tuesday through Thursday? Is that correct?
No, that's the Friday through Sunday.
Oh.
We're going to be actually carving starting Tuesday with our big
pieces. Oh, that's why it says, okay, because my sheet
says Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
We'll be working all through the week, long hours, and then we get to compete on the weekend.
Yeah, we'll be out there 6 to midnight.
We're here. This is the Campus Connection, and we're here with Valerie, Shannon, and Regina. They're part of the Ice Carving Club here at Henry Ford Community College. What are some of the criteria? What are some of the things that a judge would use to in fact judge a carving? Like, what are the things they look at?
They look at a lot of different things. I mean, they'll watch you while you're carving and look at your technique, but when they're looking at the finished piece, they're going to look for the height of the sculpture, how high you got it up in the air. They'll look for, you know, how much air you got through the sculpture, if you've got like a hole in it or if you've pieced things together. They'll also look for if you have tool marks. They'll mark down for if you left some tool marks on the sculpture. They'll mark you down for slush marks if you left some snow on it before you torched it at the end. Things like that.
And creativity.
Yes.
Definitely. How much ice is also left over? Because you get one block usually with an individual competition.
Right.
How well you use all that block is another part of the judging.
So if you have, and what's the average size of the block that you start with?
It's about 22 inches by 40.
So if your final product, for lack of a better term, is a 3.5 inch tall army man, that's not the best use of the ice.
Yeah, no.
Probably not.
No. So last year we had
that would
tremendous
have been what I would do.
Yeah, last year we had one block sculpture. Our president last year, Jeff Prather, is a tremendous ice sculptor. He's very good. He carved an alien out of a single block, and this sucker stood like
5.5 to 6 feet tall.
Yeah, he was
no
huge.
Kidding.
Out of a single block, and he took and like carved. He was kind of the alien was kind of
bony,
ribs and bones.
right.
So he carved the alien skeleton out of individual pieces of the block that he had sliced up, and then stuck them all together and glued it, you know, made it stand up. And it was humongous. You couldn't believe it came out of one little block of ice.
How right. Tedious.
That sounds incredibly tedious. Frankie Moose was actually competing with it, and the whole thing collapsed on him.
Oh no!
He rebuilt it. And it came down once again. So he decided to make what was left of the pieces. So another thing is ingenuity. Like if something happens to your piece, make sure you put it back together to make something new.
Yeah, don't give up.
Definitely.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, if you drive all the way to Frankenmuth.
These competitions, they cost money, right? So you guys have sponsorship or anything that helps you take care of the like getting in these competitions? Anything
yes, we do. We raise money with our shows that we give, but we do have sponsorships. We have JR Ice and Park Place Caters and Westland Lawn and care.
JR actually was a former member of our club that moved on and started his own ice carving business. He does the Michigan Winter Blast show in downtown at Campus Martius.
He actually contracts us out for
it. Oh, that's a fun time. Yeah.
Definitely.
But we just had a major sponsorship with Carhartt. Carhartt just decided to sponsor our club. And
they didn't just decide to. We've been after them for years.
Well, they finally decided to.
They finally decided to.
Don't you wear
have
the
some awesome new uniforms?
Yeah.
They supplied us with the jackets, the hats, the bibs, everything. So we are so proud and thankful to them.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, Carhartt. I think that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
too.
It's really cool. Because it's cold out there. We seen you guys that one night. Me and Dennis were like, oh, my God, it's freezing outside.
You
they're
really
carving
sweat,
ice.
Actually, it's freezing out there, and we're sweating.
Really?
Yeah.
Just done the Detroit Zoo this past weekend, and a lot of us were out there in our bibs and sweatshirts. We didn't have coats on.
Took the coats
and
off.
It was so warm.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, yeah, I didn't get cold until we actually were done.
Stop moving.
Yeah.
Can we, to use your phrase, can we step back a couple here? Because I'm interested in the tools again. There was something.
Just going to bring that up.
I'll bring it up.
Well, no, I was thinking the same thing. We're on the same level.
We were kind of walking around. I don't know if you guys saw us when you were. When we did our last show, we were out there. And
yeah, you kind of stand out a little bit, Dennis.
Yeah. I don't even want to pursue that. Anyway, Lindsay, one of the things that you brought up was how they were getting all the wrinkles out of the ice.
All the wrinkles out of the ice.
With
an iron. I'm like, wow, there's some wrinkly ice over there.
What we do use it for, but it does help. Usually the iron is used for our templates and for gluing the pieces together. The templates, we will put tracing paper up on the wall and then project an image onto the tracing paper. We pull images from everywhere, books, internet, wherever we can get them.
Sure.
Whatever looks like it would be good to carve. And we'll put it on the tracing paper. The tracing paper, we cut to the exact width of the block of ice. And then we just stick that right to the front of the block of ice, and we use the iron to actually wet it and like melt the front of the ice and stick the paper right to it. And the paper freezes to the ice. Then we carve right through the paper. It's like a cookie cutter. You cut it
that
right out.
So cool.
I think we're learning secrets here.
So you guys, though, the ones that are outside right now, obviously they're not going to be there forever. I mean, do you guys practice often here at school and just put them out there on display what you practice, right?
Definitely.
So, yes. And you take requests.
Yes.
Sometimes, yes.
What do you mean by that?
How about some headphones?
Headphones.
Oh, you mean you take requests?
That would be a hard one.
More than just headphones. I mean, if we did
do a microphone,
something for,
headphones.
I mean, we could do perhaps a logo piece with the WHFR logo, and we'll carve the logo into the back of it, and then maybe the top, put a pair of ice headphones on the top.
Or what about a bust of Lindsay and Dennis next to each other, or
people
facing each other?
People are so difficult to carve. The details of people are
very
difficult.
Yeah, but look how easy
difficult.
We'd be.
We're plain and boring.
We're
like
so vanilla.
You
know,
it
people
like
would
cartoons.
Walk by and go, wow, that's really simple. It must be Dennis and Lindsay. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Oh, great.
I can see somebody ironing my head. No, thanks.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, but the other thing the irons are used for is gluing them together. I'm sorry, I didn't cover that. We use it to stick the templates on, and then the iron, we heat up the iron to put two pieces fused together. You'll make sure both pieces are flat, one on each side. The two pieces you want to stick together have to be completely flat, and then you heat up a piece of metal with the iron, or you stick the iron directly to the ice. You just have to be careful, because if you stick the heat directly to the ice, you can crack the sculpture.
Right.
That's what I've seen them doing. I was like, wow, he's ironing the ice.
Yeah, you stick it right to the ice and melt a little bit, and then you fuse the two pieces together. Once you've put the two flat pieces together, you have to pour water in between the crack, and then don't move it. You have to hold it there until it freezes together. And that's how you build the piece taller and get more than just the dimensions of the block that you're working with.
And you make it sound so simple, but it's really
see Teeple carve it. He makes it look simple.
Really?
I've seen him a piece in 7 minutes that took me 5 hours.
He's been carving for a really long time. 30 years.
He's traveled all over the world, carved with the Japanese, and
he's judged competitions.
This is the second time we brought up the Japanese, and I'm just wondering, is that...
They invented ice carving.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And that's, I guess...
Yeah,
probably an important thing to know.
If you look at our chisels that we have, they have, like, the Japanese characters down the handle. They're made in Japan.
They're very
all the
expensive.
Best ice carving stuff comes from Japan, because they founded the sport. You know, they're...
So could a competition in Japan be in the future for this club here at Henry Ford Community College? I mean...
Wow.
It could.
I don't know.
It could possibly. That's possible. But Japan's show is huge. They carve cities. little villages.
Yeah, Teeple has pictures of that.
They have 2,000 people in one show at times. I mean, their shows are awesome. They can carve castles, and they're so advanced. So it would be an honor,
that would
though.
Be, yeah, that would be a sight to see. There is going to be an advanced ice carving class here at Henry Ford Community College. And
Yes. That one's in It'll the works. Be offered next year.
Next year. So maybe that class, since it's an advanced class, would have a chance at maybe going there. That'd be really neat.
Well,
maybe
hopefully. The competition class. Yeah, the competitions class is not really in the works yet. It's more of an idea on paper. You know, Chef Teeple's talking to some people about it. But right now we have the beginning ice carving class. I think it's just called Carve Ice. Mm-hmm. And then they're starting up the new class, which is the advanced ice carving class for other, you know, members who have already taken that class and want to progress. But there should be another class in the works in the future for ice carving competitions. And the people who take that class will end up going to the Japanese competition, the Australian competition, the Canadian competition, all over the world.
So to our listeners that are listening right now, and maybe they want to like look at some of this ice like right now, do you guys have a website or anything that they could check out and see some pictures?
Yes, we do. It's www.hfccice.com.
HFCCice.com.
Mm-hmm. We just got that website up at the end of last year. We finally got our website going. It was in the works for quite some time.
Wonderful. Wow.
It has all of our information on there, you know, all of how to get a hold of us, emails, and list of the club officers and our schedule, so you can come and see, you know, what events we're going to be working at and come and watch us carve.
Lots of pictures.
Pictures from past events to see what we've done.
So if someone wants to be in the ice carving club, what do they do? Where do we go?
Show up to a meeting.
Where's the meetings? When are, like, what
are
they?
They're going to be on Wednesdays now.
Okay.
At
5 to 6.
Yep, 5 to 6.
Wednesdays from 5 to 6. Here in C121 in the Culinary Arts Building.
Here in the Student Center.
And they have to be. They have to have active students with 6 credit hours minimum.
Yes.
Okay. And that's
is there a grade point? I'm sorry, grade point average you have to carry or anything?
They haven't mentioned anything.
You got to pay any money?
No,
there's no money to join.
Really?
No, you do have to buy gear though. That's the one thing I have heard new members complain about getting into this, is that the gear is kind of expensive. You have to have warm winter gear. You have to have boots. You have to have waterproof pants. Well, waterproof is necessary gloves. Because of
somebody
when
that lives
you're
in Michigan should have these things anyway.
But not necessarily. Not really that much to complain they don't necessarily about. Have.
And you don't have to be a culinary student.
That I find, like, shocking. Like, I was thinking, like, I've known that there's an ice carving club here at school. I've been a student here for quite some time now. And I always thought that...
That's a whole other show, though.
Hey, Dennis.
Sorry.
I always thought that you had to be a hospitality major in order to be in the club or carve ice. I didn't even know, to be honest, that it was a club. I thought it was just a class.
Well,
so
I'm
this
a business
is,
major.
And I'm a graphic design major.
Yeah,
so.
I think of us
so
here,
business,
I'm the only culinary
graphic
arts.
Design, culinary arts, wow.
Yeah. But we most of the members are culinary arts simply because Chef Teeple is our advisor.
And he recruits
he promotes
you.
It. He's, yeah. He's, in like every class that he teaches. Yeah, hey, you guys got to join the ice carving club to get credit for this class. Yeah. He never actually does that, but he'll tell you that. You know.
Right. Just well, he's passionate about it. You could just tell how passionate he was when we met him.
When we met him, he was, I was...
Hard worker.
Just ironing away. Just iron.
Yeah. I stood there for a while trying to distract him. Like, hey, can I talk?
I know, but you know what? And
he's really into it.
And when you brought that up, I had no idea what you were talking about. Because I didn't make a connection with an iron outdoors with ice. Mm. Sorry, those three things just aren't normally in the same sentence.
Well, we use a lot of things that aren't, you know, very...
What's another, like, well, I guess I would say an unconventional...
Blowtorch?
Yeah, that and ice usually aren't together.
Yeah. Well, we have to use that to finish off the sculpture. If you watch when they're carving it, it gets kind of foggy from the cuts. The cuts, you know, will turn it foggy on the outside, and to get rid of those lines when you're done with the sculpture, you take a blowtorch to it, and it looks like crystal after you're done.
And it just completely... Now, but does that put any kind of finish on it? I mean, is that... That doesn't make it last longer, or there's no...
Is there anything that makes it last longer aside from cold weather? I mean, can we, like,
I know we sound so naive, but that was my next question.
Can you preserve ice?
In a freezer?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
We put them in the freezer.
Really?
Yeah.
In our walk-in freezer.
Which there is a giant walk-in freezer here, right? And you guys practice and work in there.
Mm-hmm. But, like, to transport them, we have to, like, wrap them up. We'll wrap them in blankets, and then there's boxes that are cardboard boxes that are ice boxes that'll actually make the block last a little bit longer on when we're transporting it to a show.
Do you use dry ice?
No.
No.
They typically last about 6 hours, though.
Wow.
When they're on display.
Yeah, indoors.
Yeah.
Indoors. Oh, and really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Well, they will lose their detail within the first 3 hours. It'll start fading, but you'll still be able to see it for six.
So it's not a year-round thing?
No, unfortunately. We do make block all summer long. Our block-making machines in the back, we make four blocks at a time, and we keep the machines running all summer long so that we can stock up for the busiest times of the year, December, January, February. So we'll have them stored out there. That's why Chef Teeple just had that the ice house built on the back of the school. We have a huge freezer back there that stores all of our blocks of ice.
Cool.
Well, I want to thank you guys. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, this is really neat. I do want to say one thing before we thank them and send them on their way to go carve ice. There's a scholarship fund that's been established for club members who commit a great amount of time to the club. So if you're at every single club meeting and you're there and you're ready to learn and carve and do this, there is a possible scholarship for...
It's more like a guaranteed scholarship if you're there all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Shannon and I were actually recipients of the scholarship last year.
And it's scholarship for you to be doing... You don't have to be going into hospitality or doing whatever.
No, definitely not. It can be towards your classes. It can be towards books, however you want to use it. It's a $500 scholarship, usually over two semesters. So you can use it $250 for each semester.
That is awesome.
Wow.
Because it was established to bring people back to the club. We'll give you money to take classes next semester so you can come back.
And this year, because we have the sponsorship with Carhartt, we don't have to be paying for our uniforms as much. So there's going to be more scholarship opportunities there.
Right. It's just evolving.
That was actually the agreement with Carhartt. They told us that we will sponsor you. We'll give you these $10,000 worth of uniforms under the agreement that the money that you save goes towards your scholarships next year.
I love it.
Yep.
Another big thank you to Carhartt. That's awesome.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
There's a lot of win-win relationships.
They would have given us more. Depending on how many
members we told them we had 25 members, and they said, okay, this is how many uniforms you're probably going to need.
Yeah.
27.
Wow. Yeah, right? I mean, do you want to pick up a chainsaw?
Come on. You know me.
I'll pick up an iron. You pick up a chainsaw. Yeah. Let's go at it.
I'll win.
Hey, why don't women get the iron?
Right. Exactly. I said
we're
that.
We're going to blame you anyway.
Of course you are. Yes, thank you so much. This
has been
seriously fun, but very informative. And I know that we're going to be, I don't know, I'm going to want to find out even more as far as, like, the participation aspect.
Yeah, look around for headphones and WHFR logo out there at the Student Center, everybody. Check it out.
I want to just say before we go that sometimes we put the carvings outside so that the students can view our work, but we really would appreciate if the students would just look and not destroy the ice carvings
that
they see.
Yes. And not just students, I think that... This is worth people coming from outside of the surrounding communities to come see some of the things we put out here. Absolutely.
Right. And it's better for them to see a finished sculpture standing out there, even if it's got a little snow on it, than a pile of broken ice on the ground.
I agree.
It's one of those things you learn when you're a child, like look with your eyes, not with your hands.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that there are some people in college that still don't know that.
Well, that's very unfortunate.
Behind those sculptures are hardworking people that really care and put a lot of time into those
hours.
A lot of hours. There's a lot of passion in this. You guys are really, this is really cool. I'm really happy that we had a chance to talk about this and learn more about it.
Thank you very much.
Good luck at these upcoming competitions.
Thank you.
I know that, I don't know, I'm going to look at this a lot differently now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll see you guys at one of our shows.
Wow, Lindsay.
Those girls are cool as ice.
Oh, jeez. How long are you going to think of that one up?
Oh, it was quick. I just thought of that.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That was good.
I'm good like that.
Well, the fact is that there was a lot of things that are going on there that I had no idea.
And it's just another club. And there's so much going on with the clubs, like as we mentioned at the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back days. Visit a club. And there is a cultural extravaganza going on. That one of the clubs here is sponsoring.
Which club?
The Yemen Student Association is sponsoring a Yemeni cultural extravaganza on Friday, January 29th at 6 o'clock in the ASCC building. That's the big blue building with all the windows.
Okay.
Yeah, just to clarify some people.
Was that for me or for...
Well,
yeah, it was for me. Yeah, okay, thanks. Thanks, Lindsay.
Well, tickets for this are $10 for general admission, $5 for students with a school ID.
All right.
And they can be purchased, tickets can be purchased at the Student Activities Office, which is right next door to the station, C105 here in the Student Center.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. And this event's going to feature performances, many performances. I don't have any word of who the performances are going to be yet, but I know it's going to be many of performances.
Right.
And a buffet dinner. And the club invites the campus community to come and experience the Yemeni culture. So it's going to be a extravaganza of Yemeni culture.
Well, I'm really big into Middle Eastern food. So, and of course, we know I love buffets.
And they offer plenty of that.
Yeah, so I'm in. And again, just for my own purposes, the date on that is the end of January?
End of January, January 29th at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
It's a Friday.
That's a Friday,
night. And this group has been working really hard to coordinate the event and hopes for support from college members. Like, they really want to have some people show up from the school and take part in this. Because it is $10, $10 general admission for
non-students. For non-students. So they're looking at, come on, eat.
Yeah, $5 if you're a student. I mean, they really want some students to show up and show their support.
I think we should show our support.
Yeah?
I do.
You want to go eat?
Well, it'll be a little bit before the restaurant's open, so yeah.
Okay. Well,
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news or whatever you want to call it, but we're running out of time here. We talked about a lot of things, and you're looking at this.
I am. I'm looking at oh, there you go.
All right.
Dennis had the computer screen open behind him, and I got totally distracted by never mind.
Shiny colors.
No, not shiny colors. Right. I thought Dennis did something wrong.
No, yeah. Oh, don't get me started. Anyway, we're running out of time. Thank you again.
Thanks a lot.
We had fun.
This is fun. It's always fun.
And the date for our next show, Lindsay?
February 9th, Dennis.
February
9th. We'll be back.
And, there's so many things going on here. It's not too late to enroll. I know school started today officially. You can still get register for classes. Super Saturday was this past Saturday. But really, I mean, there's always time for furthering your education. Always, you can always make the time. And the people here are bending over backward to work with you.
Welcome, new students. Welcome. And please take part in some of these clubs. Check them out. See what's going on.
Seriously, and if you see Lindsay or myself in the hall and you have a question, please feel free to ask her. Okay? Have a great month, everyone, and we look forward to being back here again on February 9th. Have a great month, and thanks, Lindsay.
Thanks, Dennis.
Hi, this is Solon from Great Northern. You're listening to 89.3 WHFR College Radio, Dearborn.
Hey, this is Rachel from Great Northern, and you are listening to 89.3 WHFR College Radio, Dearborn.
.3 WHFR.FM, the station making waves. I'm Jeff, and thank you so much for joining me today for another great edition of One Chord to Another, where every Tuesday from 2 to 4 p.m. you'll hear great new and slightly used indie rock and pop. This week will be no exception. What you're listening to right now behind my voice is a song by Sloan. This is off of the album One Chord to Another, where I get the name of the show from. And they also use the term One Chord to Another in this song. It's a song called G Turns to D. I've